December 17, 2019, I left and I'd had a very big dream before I left. I may not tell it this time, but maybe in August. I leave Tuesday, but I'm returning in early August. And so I get to be with you twice this year. And I pray that we're bringing many blessings to you. Were you blessed with our home, Orphans Promise visitors? Weren't they such a blessing? And I feel like I can say this. Church, this has to do with what I'm going to share with you about increase. Pentecost is the season of increase that I've got to share with you on Sunday. Now, a new thing happened to us at their farewell dinner, which Pastor Davies, Tina, and I went to. One of the partners walked up to me and said, Pastor Carl, I want to pay for your next phase of development. Now, the architect hasn't even drawn the plans. We know what we want to do. But do you know the Lord answered before I asked? I have so much reason to give thanks to the Lord. And do you know the spirit of thanksgiving keeps increasing in my life? I went through very challenging. For me to go through the transition from living in Kenya and thinking I knew where my last day on earth would be spent. It would be spent here. You know, I thought I knew the will of God and the plan of God. And then to have five dreams, and I submitted them each time to Dr. Jerry Savelle. I did have the interpretation for the dreams. However, I believe it's very good to submit to a higher authority. Do you understand what I'm saying? And by the end of the fifth dream, he said, Carla, the Lord is lengthening your life through this transition. Well, see, church, I've prayed fervently that I would finish my race and not leave one thing undone that the Lord had given me to do. I would not leave the earth prematurely, but I'll go just on the appointed day. If you've never, because see, the Lord knows the plan for your life. And really, I've prayed that fervently. Lord, I want to do your will. Show me anything you have for me to do. I will do it. But church, I didn't know that it was going to involve the transition that I've been through. And it was heartrending for me. And, you know, something I never foresaw, I did not plan on. And I'm going to tell you, I've been through various emotions through that. One of the greatest and most significant increases in my life has been the giving of thanks. And the Lord actually brought me out of some low places. Because when you think you know the will of God, and then you find out that's not what the fullness of what you thought it was. Do you know it can bring a feeling of insecurity? Like, well, then what does this look like? I don't know another word to use. I could say it was unsettling. But I think a good word to use is that I felt tumbled and tossed around. And I felt a bit like I was on a ship on the high seas that was going up one wave and down the other wave, and that I was being tossed to and fro because, guys, I was not an American. How many of you know I lived here 32 years, and I gave my heart here. So it was a great transition for me. And there were two things the Lord did. First of all, he gave me Jeremiah 6:16, where he said, ask for the ancient paths, for the eternal paths, where the good way is. Well, you know, any way that God has for you, path that he has for you to walk in, that's the good way for you to walk. And it goes on, and stand in the ways, ask for the old paths. Davies, have I taught this to the church? So you know where I'm going. The old paths or the eternal paths. God created that plan for your life before the earth ever was. You were in his plan. He made the plan for you, and then he made the heavens and the earth. Those are the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. And I did once I accepted. I found rest. But they said, we will not walk in it. And I tell you, when the Lord showed me that I was there, but my heart wasn't there. So, you know, the biggest part of me, the most important part, my heart was not there. You can physically obey and be wrong in your heart. Oh, we need, it starts, obedience in the eyes of God starts with our hearts. Someone say amen. And then when he opened that up to me, I mean, I really went through a season of humbling myself, a season of humility, but then I've taught you that, and so you know all about that. You know my story. But let me tell you, the second thing that he taught me was I needed to increase in thanksgiving. So I had to start for my heart to turn and be divinely aligned with heaven. I had to start giving thanks. I might not have felt the emotion that you normally feel when a wonderful gift has been given to you, something you've really been believing God for, and you say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It wasn't that kind of thank you. You know what I'm saying? It took a while for my heart to turn, but it started. The Lord told me, give thanks. Begin to give thanks for my will. Begin to give thanks for my eternal plans. Begin to give thanks for the paths that I've ordained for you to walk in. Begin to give thanks, church. Your feelings do not enter into it. The feelings will come. If you've got hard places in your life, challenging places in your life, difficult places in your life, begin to give thanks. In fact, a phrase that the Lord gave to me that has been quite meaningful was, cover that with thanksgiving. The challenge. Cover that challenge with thanksgiving. Cover that thing that is not fitting in your life, or it is an attack from the enemy. Yes, you rebuke the enemy, but maybe you've got a situation here that is a challenge to you. You don't see the answer. You don't know the next step to take. I can tell you the next step to take. Give thanks in all things, at all times, in every situation. Give thanks unto God. And so when the Lord said to me, cover that with thanksgiving, then my heart began to turn genuinely to the Lord. And I've had a closer walk with Him than I've ever had in my life. I'm more thankful than I've ever been in my life. I feel the divine alignment from heaven. And I didn't feel it when I left Kenya in December 2019. I've always felt like, for decades, a visitor in the U.S. This is temporary. I'm getting back to Kenya as soon as I get everything done and I can return. But it took the giving of thanks to change my heart. It greatly affected me because as far as I knew, I've walked in obedience with God, not perfect obedience. But, you know, there weren't huge issues where I was disobedient. But it's possible to be disobedient in your heart because you're not thankful. A very, very big key to obedience in your life is the giving of thanks. Teach your children as you train them in obedience, teach them to obey with thanksgiving. Even if it's something they don't want to do. I did not want to do this. This was not my choice. But the Lord brought me out of emotional turmoil and feelings of insecurity. Well, like, if I'm not going back, what am I going to do? That kind of insecurity, you know. I almost felt like this was all I knew how to do. And so, but it all began to turn when I began to give thanks for the changes I was walking in. I did absolutely trust Pastor Davies with my whole heart, the leadership team, the round table. I knew you were in good hands. That was not the issue. Can you say amen? I know the leadership here very, very well. But church, I was in a time where I had to have God help me through something that was very difficult for me. And the major thing He taught me was Jeremiah 6:16 and 17 and the giving of thanks in all things. Would you say this with me, please? Give thanks in all things. Let's say that again. Give thanks in all things. Church, I can tell you from experience, it works. The giving of thanks changes things. The giving of thanks changes things. It changes your heart. It can change your mind. It can open up your vision for new things. It changes your will. It changes your emotions. Give thanks in all things. Do you have a rebellious child? Begin to cover that rebellious child with thanksgiving. Are you having a problem at work? Begin to cover that person or that situation. It could be a whole office full of people. I don't know what kind of challenges you may be having at work. Cover everything with thanksgiving. Start your day with thanksgiving. Thank God throughout the day, in the day with thanksgiving. Begin to live in the spirit of thanksgiving. And your life will be transformed. I can tell you that from experience. I have peace today. I have joy today. I have great confidence in the Lord. My confidence in the Lord has has increased because I've been through things with him that he has led me through, and I've come out on the other side. I still don't know everything about the future, but I'm thankful for the future because I know the Lord is good. He does all things well, and he's going to see each and every one of us prosper in his plans and in his purposes. Can you say amen? Now, I'm going to have to put my glasses on, church. And hopefully the next time or two I come, I will have had some new lenses put in my eyes, and I'll have 20/20 vision again. Hallelujah. But anyway, until that time, I'm putting on these glasses. How do I cooperate with the Holy Spirit for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done? I will tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to build divine structures in our heart and in our lives. And I pray frequently, may it be, Father, may it be in my heart, even as it is in heaven. May it be in my heart, even as it is in heaven. The vocabulary that the Lord has given me in prayer is, Lord, build your divine structures of love and honor and truth in my heart. I want my heart to be divinely aligned with heaven. And these are, I call it heavenly infrastructure. And there are two main things. There are a number of things, but I want to focus on two main things. Church, heavenly infrastructure can only be built in your heart through the Word of God. Every day, commit your heart to the Word of God. But number two, you practice thanksgiving. If you want the infrastructure of love and truth and holiness and honor and the fruit of the Spirit and gifts of the Spirit operating through you, you must practice thanksgiving. And here's what the Lord showed me about that. Because see, when I was having trouble with new instructions that he was given to me, do you know what I was suffering from? A divided heart. My heart was divided. I had, my heart was in Kenya, and all I knew and all we were doing in Kenya, but the Lord was leading me through a transition. And my great struggle with that was that I had a divided heart. Psalms 86 and verse 11 says, this is the NIV, teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. Why was I going through turmoil? It was because my heart was divided. I was not fully obedient to the Lord. And church, I can tell you, we need an undivided heart in the days that are ahead, because we're going to be facing challenges in the days ahead. We are in a decade of warfare. And I'll tell you, the warfare becomes impossible to deal with if we have a divided heart. We all need an undivided heart. So how do we face challenges that we will be presented with in the days ahead? It is thanksgiving that will keep you strong. The giving of thanks, the practice of thanksgiving will keep you strong. gratitude and thanksgiving come from the hand that you're looking at. What do I mean by that? If I only look at the enemy and all the problems and turmoil that he's causing in the world, I'm looking at his works. Those are by his hand. So if I'm looking at the hand of the enemy, I'm going to be in a lot of turmoil and fear and all kinds of the works of the flesh. But if I behold the hand of the Lord in the midst of chaos and fill my heart and my mouth with thanksgiving, and if every day I walk in a spirit of thanksgiving, I walk in a spirit of gratitude, I've been promised life and that more abundantly. And do you know the abundant life of the believer does not cease because there is turmoil in the war, in the world? Church, the Father has one thing to say to the church: fear not. Fear not about the things you see breaking forth on the earth. Fear not. Everyone say, fear not. Oh, you can do better than that. Ready? Fear not. This is God's word to us in a time of turmoil. Fear not. Rather, be involved with the giving of thanks. I know there's turmoil in Kenya and all the nations right now, but the body of Christ has to rise up in an attitude and spirit of thanksgiving and practice the giving of thanks as we've never practiced it before. That is our weapon of warfare. A great weapon of warfare, giving thanks in the face of a bad report, giving thanks in the face of perhaps even today. I believe there were demonstrations. Was it today or yesterday? It was yesterday. There were demonstrations and so on and so forth. But in the face of whatever comes up on the earth, instead of screaming and running and being terrified and terrorized, no, the believer stands before the Lord of heaven and earth, and we give thanks unto the Lord, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. I'll tell you, the Lord's mercy over Kenya has not ceased, but it is the practice of the giving of thanks where we come into agreement with heaven. See, talking fear, problems, doubt, unbelief, you are not in agreement with heaven. But with the giving of thanks, we are coming into agreement with heaven, with all the angels, the archangels, the servants of God who have gone before us. They're before the throne day and night, praising God, thanking God, beholding his glory. But on earth, see, it's to be on earth even as it is in heaven. We also should be before the face of God, no matter what comes upon the earth, giving thanks, rejoicing in the Lord, singing hymns. By the way, the praise and worship was wonderful, very anointed. Did that fill your heart and helped me so much release thanksgiving from my heart? It was very anointed. And so on and so forth. Church, this is our work as we go forward into the future. The giving of thanks. Everyone say, the giving of thanks. This is our mighty weapon. And I'm going to tell you, it drives out fear. It drives out doubt. It drives out anguish. In fact, there was, I had such an impression today about oppression. And I want to deal with that right now. And so I had the impression of pressure and fear. I had an impression of great fatigue and a feeling of hopelessness and helplessness. You don't know what to do. There are issues and problems. You don't know the answers. But I think this could apply to all of us. So those kinds of attacks. Have you ever had an attack like that? An attack of fear, an attack of oppression. You get up, you don't have your usual joy. It seems like you struggle so much during the day. And then you go to bed at night and you think, I didn't get much accomplished today, or what I believed was going to happen didn't happen. I don't have enough money. I don't know. And just things pressing down on you. And I want, right where you're seated, in the name of Jesus, I want you to lift your hands. And Father, in the name of Jesus, you are never the oppressor of your people. And we take authority as the body of Christ over the spirit of oppression, over the spirit of Leviathan. In the name of Jesus, we bind this spirit of Leviathan. We cast it away from us. We cancel every assignment against the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I command oppression and sighing and fear and doubt and unbelief and a feeling of pressure, go from the people of God in the name of Jesus. And we command that spirit to leave the people of God. And Father, I release the Holy Spirit over your people, the spirit of thanksgiving, the spirit of joy, the spirit of rejoicing, and the spirit of peace, the peace that passeth all understanding, be in our minds and in our hearts now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Say, Lord, I receive your peace. Thank you for your peace. Lord, I will not fear. I will not fear. In the name of Jesus, I receive the peace of God in my mind, in my heart, in my body, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we give you thanksgiving. Gratitude and thankfulness will keep you strong. Which hand are you looking at? Are you looking at the chaos that the works of the enemy produce? Are you looking at the hand of God with thanksgiving for his good plans, his good purposes for the nation, and his good plans and purposes for you, for your family, if you have children, and so on and so forth? Let me say, having a thankful, a heart that is filled with thanksgiving, is vital to having an undivided heart. Do you know my heart's not divided anymore? It's like the Lord showed me, I can go back and forth. I can go back and forth. You see, years ago I had a dream, and it was before Reverend Wade died. And often when I have a dream, I wake up and say, Lord, what does that mean? And I'll get a word or two, or he may tell me, or maybe in the next day or two, it becomes clear. But I had this dream. Do you remember when this was a dirt road? Are there any old timers in here who remember the the very dusty dirt road that was out here. And remember, they had the guardrail they would raise for you to come through. It was right back over here. And then they would let it down when you passed through and everything. Well, I came in to the dream, and I was hovering over that guardrail, looking down on the church. I was up in the air looking down, and it was almost nightfall. And as I looked down upon the church in the dream, it was dusk, and I could see two or three people walking around, and we hadn't come nearly, none of this construction was here and anything. This would have been in 2011. And I was looking down. The sun was going down. And suddenly I heard the voice of the Father. It was authoritative. It was a command. It had great strength in it. And I heard, "Secure the church." I woke up. Those words were ringing in my ears. And when Reverend Porter woke up, I told him the dream, and he said, "Well, honey, what did that mean?" I said, "Wait, I asked, but I didn't hear anything." Pastor Davies is my witness. Davies, Pastor Wade got to work. You know, he didn't listen that much to me when we were first married. But by 2011, if I had a dream, or if I said, "Wait, I heard the Lord say," I mean, he was confident that I was hearing from the Lord. So he began building. Davies, come up here and tell this, doesn't what you saw him do.
His first thing to do was to build a perimeter wall.
Yes.
So that's where he began there at the front. And he kept repeating that. And that security, the generator house.
Repeating what?
Repeating that what you said about secure the church.
Secure the church.
So that's what he kept repeating. And build that perimeter wall down there at the front. And then when he was leaving in 2012, in September, we are to receive some money so that we can build also that perimeter wall this side.
That's true.
And that money didn't come through, but then he came back in November and he went to heaven.
He went to heaven just a few days after he returned in November. Now, thank you, Pastor Davies. I just wanted you to understand that Reverend took that dream seriously. Do you know, it was recently, when I was in this transition, that the Lord brought that dream back to me and let me know that I'm still walking out securing the church. That was my call. See, the sun going down meant Reverend would be passing and our season would be changing. In other words, it was the close of an era, and a new era was coming without Reverend Porter. He wouldn't be here. And in that new era, my assignment was to secure the church. And in this period that I've been gone, that dream came back to me, and I realized He wanted me over there because it was part of my assignment to secure the church. It's amazing how when the Lord gives you a dream, the understanding of it can unfold in phases. Are you with me, church? And so, can you see now why I'm so thankful? See, I had to practice Thanksgiving before he even reminded me of that dream. But I had to get my heart right. I had to have an undivided heart to receive revelation. Church, if you want to be a person of revelation, you cannot have a divided heart. You cannot be this way and that way. Oh, no, you have to be fully committed and obedient from your heart, not reluctantly obedient. That's not the kind of obedience that works in the kingdom of God. But God calls us to be wholehearted. And we're going to go through things on earth. We're going to go through tests and attacks from the enemy and times where the future doesn't look certain and we may not understand what's going on or whatever it is. But I tell you, with the giving of thanks, you will stay on track. And with the giving of thanks in all things, my heart became whole again. And I can serve the Lord wholeheartedly, but I continue to walk out my assignment in this new era, secure the church. But that did not come till I began practicing thanksgiving. And I began covering my situation in thanksgiving. And then one day, the Lord just brought that dream back up and let me know I was still walking out His command to me, secure the church. So church, when I'm in America, just know I'm still walking out that command from the Lord. If I'm here, I'm still walking out that command from the Lord. And it tells me how much the Lord loves this church and how serious He is about the assignment on this church and how He wants to use this church. Hallelujah. Pastor Davies, did I say this in a way it makes sense? My heart did not change till I began to give thanks. This is a powerful spiritual force and spiritual principle for us to. And let me tell you something else I wrote down. The giving of thanks, this is something the Lord showed me, is so important for our hearing. How many of you want to hear from the Lord? When you get into the Word, it's not just you reading words, but the Lord is there with you, teaching you, instructing you, comforting you, guiding you, whatever He knows you need for the day. If I'm not thankful, I can't hear because I've let some chaos in. I learned that I could hear again when I began covering everything with thanksgiving. Cover your day with thanksgiving. Cover your family with thanksgiving. Cover your work with thanksgiving. Cover your meetings with thanksgiving. Cover your going out with thanksgiving. Lord, I thank You that I go out in the power of the Spirit. And when you come back in, say, Lord, I thank You. I'm coming back in the power of the Holy Spirit. Cover everything with thanksgiving. And you're inviting the presence of the Lord. And so I could tell when I got all the negatives taken care of, repented of, and all my hurt feelings got soothed, and I was comforted, and I began giving thanks just because He told me to give thanks. Boy, did that bring clarity and revelation and certainty that I would fulfill my call. I didn't know how I was going to fulfill my call in America, but I'm still fulfilling my call. You know this scripture, but we need to say it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Let's go to the Amplified. The Amplified's so good. In this, I think mine is the Amplified, yes. in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, this is how God matures you. You just are not mature if you're not practicing thanksgiving. What does it say? No matter what the circumstances. If you don't know what to do, you know one thing to do: give thanks in all circumstances. Church, you're very quiet. Are you hearing me? In all circumstances, you people are so beautiful. I mean to tell you, I've missed you desperately. But in all circumstances, the good, I give thanks. The not so good, I give thanks. And the truly terrible, I'm still giving thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Church, I want to give you a command as well as an exhortation. And the command is this: give thanks in all things. And you're going to see big changes in your life. You're going to see the heavens open over your life. You're going to see the will of God progressively unfold where fear, doubt, unbelief, resentment, anger, bitterness, and all of those things can be in your heart. But when you're continually giving thanks, there isn't room for them to come into your heart. Giving thanks rebukes anger. Giving thanks rebukes bitterness. Giving thanks rebukes resentment. Give thanks in all things, in all circumstances, at all times. As we mature as Christians, we hear and the word is formed in us, and our knowledge of God will increase. Here's one thing I want you to increase in the knowledge of God: increase greatly in the giving of thanks. Increase greatly. Church, this is an instruction from the Lord to you. Increase greatly in the giving of thanks. This is part of your maturity. If you do not increase greatly in the giving of thanks, you remain immature and disqualified for the higher blessings. Jesus has those blessings for you, but there is a qualification for them. Let me say this: a thankful spirit is a strong spirit. A thankful spirit is a strong spirit. Our thanksgiving becomes a spiritual force against the weapons the enemy has formed against us and against the nation. I know the enemy's formed many weapons against Kenya, but through the body of Christ, giving thanks continually, you are loosing the fire of heaven upon the enemy. It's not just the giving of thanks for your own life, your own family, the call of God on your life, and the call of God on this church. Pastor Davies, the giving of thanks from the body of Christ in greater measures. I've been listening. Of course, I keep up with Kenya if things appear in the, you know, even international news. Kenya makes the international news, and I keep up with it through Pastor Davies. But I'm going to tell you, the natural government cannot protect this nation from all the weapons formed against it. It needs the body of Christ to rise up with great giving of thanks that rebuke the weapons the enemy has formed against us and lifts up this nation in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And I know what the Lord's done in me. I know the uncertainty, all the emotions that I was going through, and I know what He's done in me and for me. And it came through surrender and the giving of thanks. There are things you're praying for, wishing for, hoping for, you're trusting it will happen. I'll tell you, you need to enter into great giving of thanks. Hallelujah. Our thanksgiving becomes a powerful spiritual force against the weapons the enemy has formed against us. In fact, the Lord told me that thanksgiving should be my stronghold. Whenever a weapon is formed, whenever an attack of the enemy comes, stand still and give thanks unto the Lord until the giving of thanks is just my lifestyle. It's just automatic. It's the very first thing I do. If an attack comes, the first thing I do is stand and give thanks because you are great and your mercy endures forever. Church, can you say amen? 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks, continue, pray continually. Give thanks, for this is God's will concerning you. Church, thanksgiving, no matter what's happening, honors God, causing Him to shine on our situation. The Lord taught me a thankful heart is a door, an entrance, and a gate to a hearing heart. See, I've got two ears on the side of my head, but usually, I hear with my inner ears. A thankful heart opens the door to a hearing heart. If you say, God never speaks to me, I never have had Him say anything to me, I don't know what you're talking about. The Lord said to you. What do you mean? The Lord said to you. Church, I live my life by that. I live my life by hearing and the impressions and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. A thankful heart is a door to hearing. A thankful heart is an entrance. How do we enter? Psalm 100 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. A thankful heart is an entrance to hearing. So if you want your hearing of God and hearing from God to increase in your life, develop a higher level of thanksgiving. Are you stuck in traffic? Oh, you've got some extra time to sit there and give thanks to the Lord. Instead of fuming and honking your horn and shaking your fist and all of that. No, that's an opportunity. Just take time and give thanks. By the way, I'm amazed at how the traffic flow is so much better than it was when I left in 2019. Oh, my goodness. I asked John, who works in our house, John, are you getting home? Because they could get home at midnight 1 o'clock when I left, I would really feel for them, because then they have to get up early and go through all that traffic again to get back to work. He said, "Madam, it doesn't even take me an hour to get home." Isn't that good? I mean, the Lord has been good to Kenya. Hallelujah. A thankful heart. This is important. A thankful heart is a door, an entrance, a gate to a hearing heart. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Church, will you take the Word of God, take heed to the Word of God, but take heed to my experience of leaving? I didn't know we were going. Did any of you know that we were going into lockdown for 3 or 4 months before? We didn't know. We did not know. And I did not know I was going to be going through the shift that I've been through. But you know, I stand today before you. I did go through something, but the Lord helped me through it and told me what to do and transformed my heart. I can tell you, thanksgiving and the giving of thanks, Pastor Davies, is such a weapon. It's a weapon that goes to work on all the things in your heart that don't belong in your heart. There were some attitudes and emotions I had, more emotions I had in my heart that didn't belong in my heart. They were causing chaos in my heart. And the Lord, I tell you, my heart overflows with joy now. My heart overflows with gladness. I have a sense of knowing that I may not know all about the future, but I'm so thankful I know the one who leads me and guides me day by day. I can walk out my days in thanksgiving. Cover your days with thanksgiving. Cover the places you go with thanksgiving. Before you ever go into that meeting, cover that meeting with heartfelt thanksgiving and watch the Lord work on your behalf. So, Pastor Davies, I have this charge for the church. Be ye thankful. Church, I'm charging you. Be ye thankful. Would you receive this charge? Be ye thankful. Just lift your hands before the Lord and say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I've heard your word and I commit myself from this day forward to live a life filled with thanksgiving. You've told us in the Holy Scriptures to give thanks at all times, in all circumstances. You've told your people to give thanks. I commit to living a life filled with thanksgiving to the glory of God. Amen and amen." Church, I stand before you. I'm committed to a life of thanksgiving. I'm not asking you to do anything that the Lord... I pray my experience helps you. I pray my experience speaks to your heart. It was difficult. And it wasn't changing, and I didn't have peace until the Lord showed me Jeremiah 6:16 and told me to begin giving thanks. You may have a hard problem in your life, something you struggled with, something you've not been accepting of, or any kind of human situation that could arise, cover that situation with thanksgiving. Watch the Lord change your heart and change the circumstance. Pastor Davies, is this helpful? Come up and just respond. Yeah. I love putting him on the spot. He reminded me, he told me something Brother Jerry told him one time. Brother Jerry was here and he was sitting down here and he said, I turned to him and said, Pastor Davies, come up here and let's find out how wise you are today. I'm still doing the same thing to him. How wise are you, Pastor Davies, tonight?
In the Lord, let me see. But several good things that you've said there, Pastor Carla. Mm. And I find that thanksgiving is such a key to dwelling in God's presence. Mm. We dwell in His presence continually through thanksgiving.
Yes.
And that what you've said is a sign of a strong spirit. A thankful spirit is a strong spirit. And the strength you can only get in God's presence. Mm. And then something that I thought about it, which you've said it in so many other ways, but it's our protection from the enemy.
Yes.
It's our protection from the enemy, because that thanksgiving, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 8, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So if I am practicing that thanksgiving, I'm being protected from the enemy, and that means I'm going to walk in the will of God.
Amen. Amen.
Because what is the purpose of the attack of the enemy? Is to remove us from God's will.
Mm.
That's his purpose. But I'm responding different. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be thankful. The moment I'm doing that, I'm being positioned more in God's will,
yes.
And it's my weapon against the enemy.
And it's the will is being formed in here.
Exactly.
It's being adjusted in your heart,
yeah.
Through thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you remember the song we used to sing over the years? Is it always easy?
No,
but what do we do?
Easy.
We give, it is good, it is good, it is good to praise the Lord.
We need to sing that before we leave.
Yeah, it's not always easy, but it's the attitude that we cultivate of thanksgiving.
Yes.
So, I think so.
Pastor Davies, I think of Paul and Silas in jail.
Yeah.
They'd been whipped and beaten, my goodness. They'd been beaten all over. You can only imagine. But what were they doing in jail?
They're giving thanks.
They were giving
and
thanks.
And singing praises to God.
And singing praises to God. Give thanks in all things. It's not always easy, but thanksgiving changes everything, and it starts with changing your heart. Thanksgiving changes everything. Mm. And what happened in the night while they had been giving thanks? Their chains
are broken.
Fell off.
I mean, it's divine intervention.
Divine intervention.
Into their freedom.
Their chains fell off, and, the jailer,
God saved.
He got saved, and great miracles broke forth. You don't know what miracles are going to break forth from your giving of thanks. You don't know what miracles. This church has not yet seen what God will do for it as we make a covenant with God of thanksgiving, that he will always find the sacrifice of thanksgiving in Victory Faith Church. You don't know how God will bless and use this church. Church, it's my prayer that Victory Faith Church will impact this nation and surrounding nations with the power of the gospel. You don't know what favor God will put on your life or what doors he will open for you. If We make our strength and our stronghold is the Lord God Almighty, and we stand before Him always with the giving of thanks.
Exactly.
I'm going to go home and read about Paul and Silas and you know, the miracle that happened with them. And all through the Bible, the victorious ones practiced the giving
King David.
Of thanks. David, oh, no one surpassed him in thanksgiving.
Exactly.
No one. He made a fool of himself offering thanksgiving. I mean, he looked like a crazy man to his own wife with how greatly he rejoiced and gave thanks to the Lord. And he said, "Woman, you've not seen anything yet." Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the attitude that we have to have. Church, you've not seen anything yet. And it opens the windows of heaven, and it opens our hearts, and the Spirit of God flows, and out of the Spirit of God comes the works of God, and oh, the wonderful things that God will do. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Davies and I stand before this congregation,
yes,
and we decree it is a new day.
Yes, thank you.
It is a new day when God will clothe us with thanksgiving.
Thank you, Father.
He will clothe us with the blessings of thanksgiving.
Thank you,
Father. He will clothe us with the power of the Holy Spirit to always offer thanksgiving to the Lord our God. And Father, we stand before you tonight. Thank you, Lord, that we have a heart and a mouth and breath in our lungs to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for teaching us to give thanks. Thank you, Lord. You are wonderful to us.
Yes, you are.
You are opening the windows of heaven over Victory Faith Church as we stand before the Lord and we give thanks with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Father, I'm asking you to move throughout Victory Faith Church. In your glory, in your goodness, in your healing power, in your delivering power, in the blessing of the Lord coming upon a thankful people. We are a thankful people, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your blessing upon Victory Faith Church, every man, every woman, every youth, every child, in the name of Jesus. We're so thankful, Father. The measure of our thankfulness is the measure of the blessing poured out. We're thankful, Father. Day by day, night by night, we will stand before the Lord our God and offer thanksgiving to the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth, who is with us in Victory Faith Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah
to the Lamb. Glory to God. We give you glory. We give you thanksgiving. We give you praise. We give you our strength. We give you our lives in thanksgiving to the God of heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.